Hey, and welcome back to Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 42. If you have not listened to any of the other episodes, I would suggest going back and going through those. However, we are going to kick off into this. This is episode, as I just said, 42. To start, we are going to see exactly how we stay on course. Staying on course, we touched on last time. We are also going to touch on, more than even that, is just things that derail. So derailment. So what are the things that I have noticed in fitness, the things that derail us, take us off course a lot of the time? Some of the biggest things. People don't schedule them. Their me time, basically. So if you don't have a program you're following in fitness or in life or whatever it may be, if you don't have a list, if you don't have things that you're going to get done today, if you go at it willy-nilly, go into it wild, if you don't have a plan, these things I've noticed in fitness, especially being that that's my main focus in life, it's one of those things that if you aren't doing that all the time, you then fall off. You realize that you aren't scheduling you time, you don't get enough workouts, and you don't get enough results, as well as reading, anything in your life. So if you don't make you time, getting things done, you then get derailed, you don't follow, you then find it harder, you don't want to do it, you don't see the results. It's just a downward spiral. So the derailment is huge. It hits you. You don't stay on course. You also waste time when you're going in. So say, for instance, you have a free hour, you don't have anything you're following, whether that be a program or if it's outside of fitness, for instance, maybe it's something else in life. If you don't know what or how you're going to get it done, it takes way longer. In work, I have noticed this. So if I go in and I don't know how to do something on a computer, it takes way longer. It then wrecks the rest of your time. You push everything back and then you're not getting ahead on your day. It's one of the things that if you feel behind a lot, you then don't have the same energy to go into things. It's one of the things that I have noticed over time that can really, really hurt and wreck. And then you don't see the results because you're not giving the energy that you were giving, because when you were giving it, you are seeing the successes, and then you are also not giving as much. You're not going to get as much out of it. It's just a spin. We've touched on this many times before. So being ready, getting planned, avoiding the derailments, staying focused, and trying to get the most out of the day. One of the biggest things that most humans and interactions we have, especially in the gym now, is if you go in and don't understand the science of working out, you won't get as many results. Same thing in life. If you're not giving the time needed, you won't see the results. You then don't want to do it. So in fitness, if you're working, as we've touched on before, three times a week is what you can give. Go full body. Make sure that you can get those. If you're doing upper lower splits, you got to give more time. We've touched on that many times. It's the same thing in life. If we want to get more done, we want to have more results, you can then focus on more areas. If we can't give as much, we give a wider. So the full body spectrum, you will then get results still, but you just won't have to give as much time and you might not see as many differences in certain areas. Now in life, it's the same thing. Reading is one of the best things, what you kick off your day with, as well as if you need help in certain areas, ask for it. Derailment is huge. Focusing on things when you are getting derailed, having plans in place for this will make the biggest difference in your life. I have noticed that in my own life, when I have tons going on and I'm not planned, I fall behind, and then I realize that by the end of a week, I am not successful as much. I have noticed that the best start for my week is having crazy few days, getting lots of clients in, getting lots done to start my Mondays and Tuesdays. Then I feel ahead. I then do some computer work, usually Wednesdays. I feel good about myself. I then am able to not do as much work on the weekends. Derailment is, as I said, if I don't get ahead on it, then things get pushed. I then fall behind. And it's one of those things that as the week goes, it affects you more and more. Another thing is when you're away from work, try to not focus on it. It's one of those things that can eat you up and really take a lot out of you. I have noticed that in my own life, if I'm allowing things to eat me up or take me out, I then see the negative effects later in the week and I don't get as much done. And in that saying, then I'm harder on myself and it runs from week to week. One of the biggest things that you can do is limit your wasted time on cell phones, wasted time on internet, wasted time on any of that. Try to get ahead, get the most done you can in a week. It'll make you feel way better. So as always, challenges. The number one thing I would like for you guys to do today is sit down and think about the three things that derail you the most in life. We've touched on these before, but just to refocus, you derail and what they're derailing you from. So For instance, if on your computer when you're doing work, you're wasting on Facebook and that, what is it derailing you from? Is it from programming or doing work with in your business so that you're not as productive? Another thing is, say for instance, a derailment is eating bad. It's taking you away from results. It's taking away your energy. It is then making you feel lesser about yourself. So really go into it. We've touched on it before, but now identify what your derailment and what it's derailing you from and how it affects you in your life. Sit back, think about it. Three things that derail you, what they derail you from, and how they affect your life and the outcomes of it. It's some of the major, major things, and then focus on how you are going to be focused in your work and in life during the week so you can enjoy and not take your work into your weekends and such. It's one of the biggest things that I have noticed and the biggest successes that you can get. So derailment and how it affects your life. Focus on it, see what it is, what are the three, how is it affecting and what areas, and how are you going to not allow it anymore? Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.